just hold me while the shadows bring us near.
You recognize that singing voice?
Of course I do.
That golden tone.
Love it.
That country draw. One of the country boys that we all know and love from when he hit the scene as Bo Duke back in 1979.
I know he probably hates still talking about the Duke boys, but oh, I've seen every episode probably 40 times. Love
just
this.
I would sit and draw pictures in class of just the General Lee. And
oh, yeah.
Bo and Luke doing
been,
stuff.
There's all been in trouble with
probably it. Should listen to the teacher more, but probably why I ended up here.
You did okay.
But yeah, I did pretty well for myself, and so has John Schneider. He's on the phone. Hello, John.
What a segue.
How about that? How about that?
We love you,
wow,
John Schneider.
Did you read a book on how to die? It was cool.
I've done this for a while.
We love you, John Schneider.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be loved.
Congrats on the big show. Well, you are loved in L.A., and especially on Oprah Winfrey Network. She tweets all the time about the haves and the have-nots. A huge hit for you, for the network.
How cool is that? I mean, my God, I'm over 50, and I've got a hit show, and Oprah is tweeting about it.
Yep.
Well,
that doesn't suck. That's just an amazing turn of events.
Well, to be the guy who is single-handedly saved the OWN network, as far as like it's the first scripted series and it's the most successful show that the OWN network has ever had. So congratulations on that. It's all because of you.
Yeah, right. I think I might say it's because of Tyler Perry.
Originally, when I was watching the show, I thought Tyler Perry was playing you. That's how good Tyler Perry was. I was like, I didn't know I was even you. I was like, my God, Tyler Perry really can change himself.
He can play Madea.
He looks just like John Schneider.
Oh, now the secret's out. The secret's out.
Way to ruin it, Frank. Nicely done.
Hey, I appreciate that. I really do. But I've never seen anybody work as hard as Tyler. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is. And he does seem to be everywhere.
Yep, and he wrote every episode. We did 16 episodes, they picked up just last week. They picked up 16 more, so we're going back in October to do more. And how great. I mean, I come from a three network world.
Right.
During the Duke's days, it was three networks and 117 people that were in charge of your destiny.
When right? your show was on, John, on, what was it, CBS?
CBS, yeah.
Oh, I remembered right. Okay, so it was Duke's a Hazard, and then who were you competing against on NBC and ABC? Do you remember?
Honestly, we didn't compete with anybody.
That's right.
No, I know
they
you
were
did.
Dominated.
I know.
I don't remember, and neither does history.
Yeah, it was about the Duke boys.
CBS never lost a three-hour time period. During the run of Dukes, it was the Hulk, and then Dukes of Hazzard, and then Dallas.
That's right. Oh.
And they never lost that whole three-hour time period. We averaged a 28 share for 7 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's unheard of today.
Well, yeah, and today there's just so much out there. Yeah. I mean, and that's what he's saying. It's like,
well, there's so much yet. But in those days, there was a room full of people that decided whether a show was picked up or decided what the storyline next week was going to be. You know, there was a lot of valuable, not very valuable opinions.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's still
sounds
the same
like radio.
World,
yeah.
There are two people who talk to each other every day, and Tyler says, I think the show's really good, and Oprah says, I do too, and he says, well, then pick up some more, and she says, okay.
Oh.
You know, and that's it. That's the end of the committee. It's the end of the discussion. Two creative people determining whether or not they're going to play in this particular sandbox anymore. And it is so refreshing not to have to deal with any of the BS that usually goes with the committee programming.
John Schneider's on the phone with us talking about his new hit series on, well, it's not new. I mean, they picked up another 16 episodes, but it's the haves and the have-nots on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. on OWN. But this week, you're in Vegas right now, right?
The Flamingo.
I'm in Vegas right now, yep, at the Flamingo Hotel. I open tonight with Marie. I have Marie and I started the Children's Miracle Network together back in 1982.
So you're old friends.
Still friends after all these years, yeah, because we don't see each other that much. That's why we're still friends. you know, we'll see what happens after this week, but it's great experience getting to work with her. At least it's going to be. I haven't seen her yet because I think she's in L.A.
Well, you've had to rehearse. John, you've not rehearsed anything?
No.
Oh, my God, Head to the Flamingo.
Yeah, it's an ad-lib show.
Well,
that's,
you know,
fantastic.
We know each other well enough to do that, but it's... I've been diligently listening to my MP3s and watching my little video on my laptop. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Donnie Marie Osmond was my first concert that I ever went to, and the opening act was the Osmond Brothers. And I remember getting an Osmond Brothers poster and putting that on my wall as a little kid. I mean, I love the Osmonds.
There you go.
So yeah, tell her I said hello. She probably remembers me in the crowd.
I'm sure they do.
What was your first concert, John, that you remember going to?
I do. The first was Chicago.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Chicago, way back when. And then Cat Stevens.
Another good
Loved
one.
Cat Stevens. It was Teaser and the Firecat. So, yep, I remember all that. It was great fun. I mean, it wasn't the Osmonds and Donnie and Marie, but hey, you know, Chicago had a good run. Peter Cetera is okay, you know. But... I'm excited to be over 50 and having this new experience.
I also
here.
Have to say, John Schneider, I don't know, there are very few people in Hollywood who this has happened to. I think maybe Christy Brinkley is sort of this way. There are a few people, but you seem to have not aged, or you get better with age. So what is, honestly, what is your secret?
You really want to know?
I really, really do, because you look awesome. You're still very handsome.
It's P90X.
Okay, I do P90X. All right, okay.
There you go.
That's it?
P90X, and then...
And the recovery drink and all that jazz.
The recovery drink and the bars and the whole thing. It really is. When I did Desperate Housewives, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're going to take your shirt off.
I crept up to around 230 pounds again, and I didn't realize it. And I was had a 38-inch waist again, and I didn't realize that. I saw the commercial, and I said, I'm gonna do this, because I used to be a trainer. Before Dukes, I was a Nautilus instructor.
Okay.
Yep. So a couple things Tony said, like, do your best, forget the rest, all that rang true with me. And in my 90 days, I lost 30 pounds, and now I've got my shirt off on Haves and Have-Nots. I'm also on Mistresses. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm on Mistresses, and I have my shirt off there, and it changed my skin. It changed my outlook. It changed the way I sleep. It changed everything.
But when you ordered it, were you like, you were sitting in a lazy boy with a bucket of chicken on your lap, and it's like, it was late at night, and you couldn't go to sleep. You're like, there's P90X.
Yep. I was, and I got it. And in three days from the time I ordered it, it showed up, and I'm pretty obsessive compulsive. It showed up. I opened it up, and I did the first workout.
Oh, that plyometrics, John. That
first
one.
The first one in the series I did was the worst one for me, because I've got chicken legs. Was legs and back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it changed everything.
You
for
look
me.
Good. It works.
Well, I feel good, you know, and I appreciate that I look good. I appreciate that you do P90X. It's just it's a game changer. It's hard.
It is hard.
It is so damn hard. It will kill you if you're not careful.
But it works.
Well, that's the one. It will kill you if you're not careful. So order it today.
That's
love
right.
it.
Hey,
love
you know,
it.
No, it's not for the weak at heart, but. Get used to the fact that guys, you're going to have to do push-ups on your knees and just deal with it.
Yeah, getting back down to the ladies' push-ups. Sucking the pride in your gut. John Schneider with us. Go see how he looks on the new show.
That's right. There you go.
Tyler Perry's.
Just whore me out. There you go.
The Haves
and Have-Nots. Great show. Get to see tonight's show is remarkable because Candace makes it to the top of the stairs to tell all to my nasty, mean, crappy wife that I have in the show. And wait till you see what happens there. It's a lot of fun.
Tonight,
it's a lot of fun.
9 p.m. on the OWN Network. And if you happen to be in Las Vegas, go check John out. He's going to be at the Flamingo with Marie
Osmond. Come watch the live rehearsal.
That'd be great.
Thanks
so much. When you're out in L.A., you got to stop in, okay?
I will. I'm going to be there editing a horror film in 2 weeks, so I'll stop.
Yeah, definitely. Stop on in.
All right, you all take care.
Thank you so much, man. 1-800-955-5567.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.